Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good evening. It's a final from the Brew City. And our boys are unable to get it done. 5-1 the final score. Royals open up this 9-game road trip with a loss. And I have to assume you, like me, have had some time to come to grips with this loss. I don't mean the 15, 20 minutes since the game ended while we were hearing from Matt Cotrero, while Steve Stewart was giving you the numbers. I'm not talking about the time when Jake and Ryan were recapping this 28th loss of the season. I'm talking from the start. I never really felt as if this game was within reach. Not just because you fell behind in the first inning, not just because the Royals and Josh Taylor along with Freddie Fermin kind of gift-wrapped that first run in the first inning. Felt as if when you showed up to this fight today, felt as if you had one hand tied behind your back, didn't it? Now, I was excited coming into the game. I was excited because of the opportunity that was in front of these young and unproven bats. I was excited to see what they were going to do against one of the game's best, one of the 10 best right-handers on the planet right now, Corbin Burns. Yeah, I was excited to see the bats go up against Burns. But when I say it felt as if you were fighting with one hand tied behind your back, that's because you tried to match Corbin Burns with a collection of bullpen arms. Now, that's not to denigrate what Max Castillo did. Look, if I'm being perfectly honest, outside of that seventh inning from Josh Staumont, as he and Freddie Fermin gift wrap at least one of those two runs and hand it over to the Brewers. No, Max Castillo, Josh Taylor, Jose Kwas, Amir Garrett, add them all up. That's seven innings of three-run baseball. Anyway, tonight's not about the pitching. It was never about the pitching. It was always about how these young bats fared against the terrific Corbin Burns. I'm not saying I showed up to the ballpark expecting the Royals to light them up, to carry them to victory, but that is the question. That was, in my opinion, the biggest storyline and remains the biggest storyline throughout this 9-game road trip. How often can this collection of young, unproven bats, how often can it carry them to victory? I mentioned after yesterday's game, seeing these young bats, seeing Brady Singer on the hill, man, that's fun. Win, lose, or draw, just seeing that much homegrown youth on the field is exciting and encouraging for the future. Now, unfortunately, We're likely only going to see that once on this nine-game road trip. Only going to see likely one start from Brady Singer on this road trip. Now, maybe Daniel Lynch rejoins them in Chicago, so we get two fun games on this road trip. Two of the nine will feature young bats and a young, homegrown, under team control starter. But the other seven, yeah, it's the other seven games, it's solely about the bats. It's Greinke finishing off a Hall of Fame career. It's Brad Keller trying to build up his trade value. It's Jordan Lyles eating up innings. It's nights like this with a bullpen, just piecemealing it together. Johnny Holstaff, as they call it. Hey, by the way, phone number. I apologize. The phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Look, and as we laid out on the double play earlier today on the On Deck Show, the Royals were the large underdog. It just got larger and larger. The odds of them winning got longer and longer as the night went on. As the day went on, as Salvi was scratched from the lineup, as there's more of that fluid building up behind the retina in the eye. He's dealt with that before. Hopefully we see him before this series wraps up coming up on Sunday afternoon. Text line is there for you as well. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Okay, so if we all acknowledge that you showed up to a gunfight just ready to slap people, okay. Well, how did those young bats fare? Let's acknowledge the season is and has been and continues to be difficult. 16 games below 500 following tonight's 5-1 loss. The record is now 12-28. So, okay, instead of banging our heads against the wall and acting as if we're angry after this loss, we're not. You're not. I'm not. Right? Corbin Burns against a Johnny Holstaff. You lost that game. Shocking. So let's stay with these young bats. Vinny Pasquantino drew a walk. MJ Melendez reached base. Nick Prado collected one of the only two hits that the Royals were able to muster off of Corbin Burns. So Vinny, MJ, and Prado reach base once. Bobby, Michael Garcia, they don't. Period. Bobby goes 0-for-4, as does Michael Garcia. Michael Massey comes in, makes the 27th out. He's a pinch hitter in the ninth inning, works an 8-pitch at bat, ultimately punching out on a fastball to end the game. So offensively, yeah, there were some, I don't know, do you call a walk a positive sign? It's better than not reaching first base. You know, defensively, to me, was the highlight tonight. Not a lot of them. But the play that Michael Garcia made in the bottom of the seventh inning to help Josh Staumont wiggle out of that jam, only allowing two runs. Staumont takes over in the seventh inning. Royals trailing by two. That deficit would grow as two more runs come in to score. It's then 5-1 Milwaukee, but Luke Voit at the dish with two on and one out. 5-1 Milwaukee, and they may have already broken it open. You know, hindsight being 20-20, they did. But it could have gotten truly sideways as Voit hits a 105-mile-per-hour screamer right at Garcia, who's at second base, and Garcia makes it look a lot easier than it was. 105 off the bat, takes a short hop, and he backhand picks it, runs to second base, steps on the bag, and throws a strike to Prado at first to finish off the inning-ending double play. Yeah, Mikey Garcia had a nice defensive night. MJ Melendez continues to show improvement out there in right field. But outside of that, really nothing much to write home about. Interested what your takeaways were from this 5-1 Royals loss. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's head out to the Ozarks and talk to our buddy Raj. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, I enjoyed the game tonight. I kept thinking they might just break through. It didn't happen, but they were right there on the cusp for a long time. Just a couple of quick thoughts for you, Vern. not really about the game, but my buddy shared the collective bargaining agreement, and now I see why you were talking about mid-June, because major league players have the option to decline the trade, it looks like, until June 15th. It's in their collective bargaining agreement. So that answers a lot of questions on why they don't do it.
I don't understand. What exactly do you mean?
June 15th, if you're a Major League Baseball player, you can decline the trade, is from what I'm reading and understanding.
No.
For the collective bargaining agreement.
No.
Take a look and double-check for me, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Second, and it's really funny. I was reading it, and I'm right along with Aroldis Chapman's contract, which I'd like you to go over sometime, because that's very interesting, too. Number of appearances and number of finishes all performance-based. Mm-hmm. So take a look at that, too. And the last thing I would like to tell you is I helped Jim download the Odyssey app at the general store / gas station / pizza by the slice place.
Awesome.
And he said the only Odyssey he knew was Space Odyssey 2001, the movie. So he was trying to download it with an O, and that'll take you to a Metalcasters app where I think they make medieval weapons or something.
Yeah,
so, folks, it's Odyssey, AUDACY. It begins with an A. Find it in your search app in the App Store, and just go to the search and put it Odyssey in with an A. So, Jim and June, thank you for the pizza you bought me down there, and I hope you enjoy listening to the Royals. That's all I got, Vern.
Terrific. That's a commercial right there from Raj. Yeah, AUDACY. That's where you find each and every one of these post-game shows. If you ever miss one and you want to stay up to date, you can subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast. You'll get every single one of my post-game shows, all the interviews, all the podcasts, everything that you find me on will be right there on your phone, your tablet, your smart speaker. You can listen to Royals games on the Odyssey app. So long as you're in the 610 Sports Radio listening area, you don't have to go in the garage or in your car, in the backyard. You can go wherever your smart speaker, tablet, or phone, wherever you go with them. Take the Royals with you. AUDACY. Yeah, as far as Aroldis Chapman is concerned, certainly, with the questions that were surrounding the, seven-time All-Star coming into this season, right? Last year has the whole, an infection after a tattoo, and then the team just sends him away at the end of the season because he doesn't show up for a workout that kind of seemed like a setup. Just everything was strange last year between both Chapman and the Yankees. I don't know who was in the right, who was in the wrong. I have to believe that both had both played a role. I don't think Chapman's all to blame. I don't think the Yankees are fully to blame. But because of that uncertainty, even when the Royals signed him this offseason, I had no idea what his motivation was. Was this just a last grasp money grab? Just before I retire, let me go and steal some money from Kansas City real quick. Obviously, the answer is no. He's performed very well. But the incentive laid in contract was a wise move by this Royals front office, because if Chapman is just using you, if he's just here because of his friendly relationship with Salvador Perez, if he's not really about it, if he's not going to put in the work, if he doesn't want to improve and end up on a winner, well, then the Royals won't pay him very much because he won't be finishing games. He won't be collecting holds. He won't be eating up innings, or at least making appearances. But if he does and you end up trading him and he goes to a team and he's their closer, games finished and saves and appearances, all of those numbers will go through the roof and his salary will follow. Yeah, it was a smart contract. It was a smart roll of the dice. He is a lottery ticket and will likely be traded within the next two and a half months. And as far as that mid-June deadline, I know things are always changing, but they signed the latest CBA last year. And I don't know. Maybe someone else can fill me in. I'll check during this commercial break, but I've never heard of that. The only way you can say I'm not being traded is if in your contract you have a no trade clause, or you've been with the same team, you've been in the big leagues for 10 years and you've been with the same team for 10 and 5 rights. Salvi has that. Yeah. And when you have 10 and 5 rights, that automatically gives you a no trade clause. So Salvi has a no trade clause, and many free agents, when they sign big contracts, like we've seen with Eric Hosmer when he signed that Padres contract. You heard Jake and Ryan talking about it tonight. Right, the Juan Soto deal last year at the deadline. Padres wanted to throw Eric Hosmer's contract into that deal and send him to the nation's capital. Haas, who has a terrific agent and worked his tail off in Kansas City to earn not only that money, but earn the right to force the Padres to put a no-trade clause in there. Haas says, I don't want to go to Washington and play for those losers. No, you hang on to me or find me a better place to go. And they ultimately sent him to Boston. So, Raj, I've never heard of any sort of a mid-June marker where you're not allowed to trade players. But I don't know everything. What I do know is, again, how to spell Audacy, AUDACY. Royals fall in game one of this 3-game series in Milwaukee, 5-1, the final score. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Cody Tapp here to remind you that you can watch Cody and Gold every weekday starting at 10 o'clock on the 610 Sports Twitter account and YouTube page.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
5-1, the final score. Royals drop the opener in the Brew City. Corbin Burns picks up the win, which, yes, means I did win you some money earlier today on the double play. Back-to-back wins for your boy as I begin my crawl out of this May hole that I've dug for myself. We're back at it tomorrow, hopefully delivering another victory for you on the double play. Also giving you another chance to win a pair of tickets to see Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout come to Kauffman Stadium on Father's Day. I got 2 tickets to the game. You'll have a chance to win them. Be listening tomorrow at 5 o'clock to the On Deck Show. Yeah, if you missed, Salvador Perez was in the original starting lineup but was scratched. And as Annie Rogers of MLB.com reported, the blurriness in Salvi's, I believe it was his left eye, I'm not sure about that, so let me retract which one it is. But the blurriness is back in one of Salvi's eyes. Remember, he went through this back in 2020, that fluid buildup behind the retina. Yeah, it sounds disgusting, but yeah, they drain the fluid, and the blurriness eventually subsides, and Salvi will be back out there. And if 2020 and 2021 are any indication, he's going to hit bombs when he returns, because whenever he is rested, for whatever the reason, sick as a dog in St. Louis a couple of years ago, COVID back in 2020, concussions. You know, you call it whatever you want, but you know, maybe they're not diagnosed concussions, but foul balls off of the forehead, off of the mask, off of the chin. Okay, maybe not a diagnosed concussion. You got your bell rung. Whatever it is that forces Salvi out of the lineup at times or moves him to designated hitter, when he returns, he normally returns with a force. So hopefully we see him, if not tomorrow, as Zach Greinke will be on the mound, and you know, Zach Greinke's calling his own game. If not tomorrow, maybe the finale on Sunday with Jordan Lyles on the hill. Lyles calls his own game as well. So, understandably, the Royals catchers can focus on the offensive side of things tonight. And the lone run for Kansas City came from their catcher. A 2-out, 2-0 solo bomb from Freddie Fermin. A fastball down and in that the number 9 hitter was ready for. And every number 9 hitter should be ready for that. When you're up 2-0 and you're in the 9 spot, you're getting a pipe shot. Now, you're getting a fastball, so get that foot down. Get ready to do some damage. Freddie Fermin was ready. He takes former Royal Yoel Piamps 423 feet over the left field wall, his third home run of the season. Freddie has, 27 at-bats? 3 bombs? Royals only had 3 hits all game. Fermin's solo blast in the 7th, Hunter Dozier's one-out single in the 4th, and Nick Prado's one-out single in the 2nd. Speaking of Prado, Prado is now hitting .370 in 14 games since being recalled from Omaha. And speaking of Omaha, one of the big stories of the night was that Storm Chasers game, because Daniel Lynch was making the third start of his rehab assignment. Remember, Lynch went down right at the end of spring training with that rotator cuff injury. And man, when that happened, that really had me spiraling coming into the season. Because remember, at the end of spring training, I don't know many people that were overly high on Chris Bubich. Not that you were disappointed or down on him. But the Chris Bubich that we saw right out of the gate, the guy that I believe was the brightest of the few bright spots early on this season, that wasn't the guy that we saw consistently in Arizona. So when Lynch went down at the end of spring training, you're thinking, how is this team going to get through this season? And then when Bubich goes down with needing Tommy John surgery or deciding to undergo Tommy John surgery, I don't think I've been as low as I was after getting that news. Because of what we discussed earlier. Because in this evaluation season, you're seeing guys that you were hoping to evaluate go down left and right. Drew Waters at the start of spring training. Daniel Lynch at the end. Chris Bubich midway through the season's first month. Kyle Isbell at the end of the season's first month. I mean, maybe there were 10, 12 guys that this organization that you and I were hoping to evaluate, and 4 of them go down in the first month? Well, what? 33%? almost 40% of the guys you were hoping to evaluate are on the shelf a month into the season. So, yeah, that was pretty discouraging. But as the month of May started to play out, and well, Vinny Pasquantino is just undeniable. Bobby Witt Jr. is a talent, right? Bobby Witt Jr. is a guy that's going to be in this sport in the big leagues for the next 10, 12 years. Is he a superstar? Is he a 10-time All-Star? Is he a 2-time All-Star? I don't know yet. But in this evaluation season of 2023, I think we've answered our questions concerning Vinny and Bobby. But as May has played out, and I just gave you what Nick Prado's done. Now we'll see how he adjusts over the course of the next 4 months. But and Prado gets you excited to come to the ballpark. Mikel Garcia gets you going. Michael Massey's been rolling of late. MJ Melendez. MJ reaches base tonight. He's now reached base safely in 12 straight games, posting an OPS of 854 in those 12 games. So yeah, when you have the young bats all showing encouraging signs, Brady Singer coming off his second quality start of the season, and then you look to Omaha and see Daniel Lynch making the third start of his rehab assignment. Now, did I hope that it was going to be in the big leagues? After I saw him throw 72 pitches on Sunday, yeah, I was hoping that his 80, 90 pitches were going to be for the Royals. But the organization, I have to believe, looking at where this team is right now, understanding the importance of not only the physical health of Daniel Lynch, but also the mental health of Daniel Lynch, said you could probably benefit one more in the minors. Oh, now, I might disagree. I might think, hey, you know what? He's what, 26? This is his third full season in the big leagues. Man, I want those 70, 80, 90 pitches to be in the big leagues. Okay, so maybe I wanted that, but I understand what the team's doing, especially when you acknowledge that in that start on Sunday, Lynch only went 3 1/3, needed 72 pitches, recorded just 10 outs. Tonight, he only threw 73 pitches, so only one more than he did on Sunday, which, okay, you know, that speaks to being cautious. Maybe those 80, 90 pitches now 5 days from now, maybe next Friday in Chicago, maybe that's when we see Daniel Lynch make his debut. But yeah, 72 pitches on Sunday, get some 10 outs, 73 pitches tonight, and he throws five innings. Gave up a one-out single in his first inning of work. Got hit a little bit in his second inning, gives up a run. Goes 1-2-3 in the third, 1-2-3 in the fourth, gives off a leadoff home run in the fifth, but then retires the next three batters in order. So add it all up, Daniel Lynch throws 73 pitches, 51 for strikes. It's a nice ratio there. Five innings, two runs on four hits. He walked only one, struck out a pair. That's a positive final line for Daniel Lynch. I'm not going to sit here and act as if I'm watching it. Watching pitch for pitch with Daniel Lynch. I'm locked in on this bullpen game tonight and Max Castillo. But the final line is certainly encouraging for Daniel Lynch. No long innings. Nothing where you start to worry. Is he getting in his own head? Is there a physical ailment? Is he beating himself up? Looks like a solid night for Daniel Lynch. Not so much for Drew Waters. The 24-year-old made his third start of his rehab assignment, and he's still looking for his first hit. He's now 0-13 through his first three starts. 0-13, only two strikeouts, but not a single walk. So Drew Waters, he's got 20 days he can stay down there if needed. I believe that's right. I would think he's going to need a few hits before he's going to get that call. And when he gets that call, that might mean the end for Nate Eaton. Maybe Nate Eaton goes back to Omaha when and if Drew Waters is ready. Now, you know, Daniel Lynch, whose spot does he take in the rotation? You would think this one, the one that was previously held by Ryan Yarbrough and appears to be held right now by Max Castillo. So Drew Waters on his way, Nicky Lopez hopefully on his way soon. Now that's an interesting conversation, the what happens when Nicky Lopez returns. Well, that could mean the end for Hunter Dozier. Could. Maybe Matt Duffy. We'll see. Now, as far as Nicky Lopez, Annie Rogers tweeting out earlier today that Lopez did not travel with the team on this road trip, but he is expected to start a rehab assignment sometime in the next week. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. I mentioned because you have Greinke and Lyles calling their own pitches, you know, joking that the catchers have more time to focus on the offensive side of things. Royals catchers, following that solo blast from Freddie tonight, Royals catchers have 10 big flies this season. That's the most in all of Major League Baseball among backstops. Salvi leads the team with 7, and then you're getting 3 from Freddie Fermin. Which, as I do the math, that means MJ Melendez hasn't hit a home run as a catcher. And I understand the team has waved the white flag for the time being on MJ Melendez being a catcher, but he's still made starts over there. Yeah, that's surprising. Well, I guess MJ only has 4 home runs. I guess they've all come as a right fielder. Royals are only able to muster 1 run tonight, that courtesy of Freddie Fermin. Unfortunately, they made more errors than they scored runs. 1 run, 2 errors, and both errors committed by Freddie Fermin. So Freddie actually out-errors his offensive output. He's responsible for their only run, and he's responsible for a pair of errors. And those errors, you can point directly to a pair of Milwaukee runs. Brewers win 5-1. Royals record falls to 12-28. We'll take a quick timeout and dive into that text line after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Travis Kelce, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Hit high in the air, deep to left field. Yelich turns around, watches it fly. Freddie Fermin, solo homer. The Royals are on the board at American Family Field. And for Freddie Fermin, his 3rd home run of the season. It's now a 3-1 ball game. And someone just threw the baseball back. So if Freddie Fermin wanted the souvenir of his 1st home run in the big leagues on the road, well, it'll be pretty easy to get it.
It's Miller Park, and that is Jake Eisenberg on the call here on 610 Sports Radio. I've officially reached that age where the stadium is what I remember it as. And it's always going to be Miller Park. Just like it's always going to be AT&T Park out there in San Francisco. Honestly, I still want to call Cleveland's Jacobs Field. But that's just me getting old. My game notes are brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. That solo 2-out bomb from Freddie Fermin in the 7th inning put the Royals on the board, cut the deficit to 2. Josh Staumont would give it right back. 2 runs for Milwaukee coming across to score in the bottom half of the 7th. But that home run from Freddie was the Royals' 11th straight game in which they've gone deep. That's the longest active streak in all of Major League Baseball. A home run in 11 straight games. Last time the Royals did that was 2004. What were you doing in 2004? I know what I was doing. I was running them streets. 11 straight games with a home run. Third longest stretch in Royals franchise history. Those are my game notes brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. I mean, there is something else written down, but I'm not trying to add any fuel to this fire. Bobby's 0 for his last 13, had an 0 for tonight. Played a fine shortstop. But the bigger conversation, and you heard it earlier today on the On Deck show, it was a conversation that Cody and Gold expanded on earlier this afternoon. And that is the idea of Bobby Witt Jr. being the next Eric Hosmer. Now, I made the comparison in that every night I went to Kauffman Stadium, Eric Hosmer did something to help his team win. Taking the extra base, advancing a runner, picking a bad throw for Meske out of the dirt. Leadership in the dugout, answering the different difficult questions before the game in the clubhouse. Hitting a home run, hitting a big sack fly to win game one of the World Series, or whatever it is. Haas did something every single day to help his team win, and I made that comparison to Bobby. Because I hear so many, I hear so many complaints about him. And listen, there's nothing wrong with it, right? He's handsomely compensated to produce. He was drafted number two overall and paid a lot of money to produce, or because the Royals thought he would produce. And Cody and Gold had the conversation about how, they're making T-shirts for Hosmer's debut the same way they were making T-shirts for Bobby Witt Jr., top prospects, rolling through the minor leagues. And then they get here and you're happy. They're good players. You don't want them on another team. You're glad they're on your team. It's just, and you hate saying it because they are good players and you're glad they're on your team, but you just want a little bit more. I thought you were going to be like our Justin Morneau, our Joe Mauer, right? Oh, I thought you were going to be our Fernando Tatis or our Ronald Acuna Jr., our superstar. Now, Haas was a world champion, a two-time American League champion, an All-Star Game MVP, an All-Star. Signed a near $200 million contract. I'd say he did pretty well. And yet, I don't think there's any Royals fan out there that if we're playing Carrington's hypothetical button game, and I say hit that button, and Bobby is locked in as Eric Hosmer's career, would you hit that button? I mean, for the World Series, I certainly would, but on an individual aspect, no, I wouldn't. I think there's more in there. Both of them breaking into the big leagues at the age of 21. Both phenoms. But yeah, Bobby 0 for his last 13, but the 14th was what? A triple where he looked like a freaking deer running around the bases? And then his night before that, he goes 2 for 5, reaches base 3 times, scores a run in 7 straight games. This is what happens when you're the top prospect in all of baseball. This is what happens when you're drafted number 2 overall. Haas dealt with it. Moose dealt with it. Bobby's going to have to deal with it. But so long as we all agree, we're still glad he's on our team. We're still glad that he's wearing royal blue. Yeah, he finds himself in a 0 for 13 isn't a rough stretch. That's just being a big leaguer and answering the bell every single day and playing such a premium position. There's a lot going on Bobby's plate here in his second full season of big league baseball. Quickly, rest in peace and thanks for the service to Don Dechinger. Passed away today at the age of 86. Umpired nearly 4,000 games, 4,000 regular season games But Don Dechinger, of course, will be known for the infamous call in the 1985 World Series Game 6. Sure, he was out, missed call. But if you go back, like I did again earlier today, if you go back and you watch the bottom of the ninth inning as the Cardinals cough up a one-run lead and give away a chance to win another title, go back and watch that bottom of the ninth inning. Don Dechinger didn't, he didn't help the Cardinals, but it certainly wasn't his fault. I mean, there was a dropped foul ball pop-up. There was a pass ball that allowed the runners to advance. There was a base hit from Steve Balboni. There was an intentional walk to load the bases. And then, of course, the walk-off winner, Al Michaels, sending us to a Game 7. And then there was a freaking Game 7 that the Cardinals could have showed up for instead of pouting the entire time and getting boat raced 11-0. So over the weekend, you're going to hear a lot about that call in Game 6. You're going to hear that be the first thing mentioned for a legendary umpire in Don Dechinger, who again passed away earlier today at the age of 86. Royals lose this one in Milwaukee by a final count of 5-1. Speaking of Milwaukee, I'll never forget the night I was on the air in Milwaukee hosting or filling in for a friend, filling in on the Milwaukee Bucks postgame show. Talking about Luke Ridenour and Mo Williams, Brandon Jennings and Luke Bamute, Andrew Bogut. Yeah, there were some rough times in Milwaukee. I was on the air doing the Milwaukee Bucks postgame show, and then I saw come across, wasn't Twitter, I don't know what it was. It may have been Twitter. Zach Greinke traded the Brewers. And then it just turned into a celebratory Bucks postgame. We only talked about Brewers baseball. And Greinke would lead that Brewers team to the NLCS. I'll never forget that team, that series. I'll never forget any of those Milwaukee Brewer postseason runs. And I didn't spend much time talking about Alcides Escobar or Jake Odorizzi or Lorenzo Cain going back to Kansas City. But I'm sure I will this weekend as Zach Greinke takes the mound tomorrow night against his former team, the Milwaukee Brewers, as they throw right-hander Adrian Hauser to the hill. So a pair of righties going at it. Zach Greinke for the good guys, Adrian Hauser for the Brew Crew. It's a 6:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. Thanks to Luke Bell for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow as the Royals look to get back to their recent winning ways. I'll talk to you at 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon right here on 610 Sports Radio. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Travis Kelce, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Hit high in the air, deep to left field. Yelich turns around, watches it fly. Freddie Fermin, solo homer. The Royals are on the board at American Family Field. And for Freddie Fermin, his third home run of the season. It's now a 3-1 ball game. And someone just threw the baseball back. So if Freddie Fermin wanted the souvenir of his first home run in the big leagues on the road, well, it'll be pretty easy to get it.
It's Miller Park, and that is Jake Eisenberg on the call here on 610 Sports Radio. I've officially reached that age where the stadium is what I remember it as. And it's always going to be Miller Park. Just like it's always going to be AT&T Park out there in San Francisco. Honestly, I still want to call Cleveland's Jacobs Field. But that's just me getting old. My game notes are brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. That solo two-out bomb from Freddie Fermin in the seventh inning put the Royals on the board, cut the deficit to two. Josh Staumont would give it right back. Two runs for Milwaukee coming across to score in the bottom half of the seventh. But that home run from Freddie was the Royals' 11th straight game in which they've gone deep. That's the longest active streak in all of Major League Baseball. A home run in 11 straight games. Last time the Royals did that was 2004. What were you doing in 2004? I know what I was doing. I was running them streets. 11 straight games with a home run. Third longest stretch in Royals franchise history. Those are my game notes brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. I mean, there is something else written down, but I'm not trying to add any fuel to this fire. Bobby's 0 for his last 13, had an 0 for tonight. Played a fine shortstop. But the bigger conversation, and you heard it earlier today on the On Deck Show, it was a conversation that Cody and Gold expanded on earlier this afternoon. And that is the idea of Bobby Witt Jr. being the next Eric Hosmer. Now, I made the comparison in that every night I went to Kauffman Stadium, Eric Hosmer did something to help his team win. Taking the extra base, advancing a runner, picking a bad throw from Eske out of the dirt. Leadership in the dugout. Answering the different difficult questions before the game in the clubhouse. Hitting a home run. Hitting a big sack fly to win game one of the World Series. Or whatever it is. Haas did something every single day to help his team win. And I made that comparison to Bobby. Because I hear so many... I hear so many complaints about him. And listen, there's nothing wrong with it, right? He's handsomely compensated to produce. He was drafted number two overall and paid a lot of money to produce, or because the Royals thought he would produce. And Cody and Gold had the conversation about how, you know, they're making T-shirts for Hosmer's debut the same way they were making T-shirts for Bobby Witt Jr., top prospects, rolling through the minor leagues. And then they get here and you're happy. They're good players. You don't want them on another team. You're glad they're on your team. It's just, and you hate saying it because they are good players and you're glad they're on your team, but you just want a little bit more. I thought you were going to be like our Justin Morneau, our Joe Mauer, right? Oh, I thought you were going to be our Fernando Tatis or our Ronald Acuna Jr., our superstar. Now, Haas was a world champion, a two-time American League champion, an All-Star Game MVP, an All-Star. Signed a near $200 million contract. I'd say he did pretty well. And yet, I don't think there's any Royals fan out there that if we're playing Carrington's hypothetical button game, and I say, hit that button, and Bobby is locked in as Eric Hosmer's career, would you hit that button? I mean, for the World Series, I certainly would, but on an individual aspect, no, I wouldn't. I think there's more in there. Man, both of them breaking into the big leagues at the age of 21. Both phenoms. But yeah, Bobby 0 for his last 13, but you know, the 14th was what? A triple where he looked like a freaking deer running around the bases? And then his night before that, he goes 2 for 5, reaches base 3 times, scores a run in 7 straight games. This is what happens when you're the top prospect in all of baseball. This is what happens when you're drafted number 2 overall. Haas dealt with it. Moose dealt with it. Bobby's going to have to deal with it. But so long as we all agree, we're still glad he's on our team. We're still glad that he's wearing royal blue. Yeah, he finds himself in a... 0 for 13 isn't a rough stretch. That's just being a big leaguer and answering the bell every single day and playing such a premium position. You know, there's a lot going on Bobby's plate here in his second full season of big league baseball. Quickly, a quick rest in peace and thanks for the service to Don Dechinger. Passed away today at the age of 86. Umpired nearly 4,000 games. 4,000 regular season games. But Don Dechinger, of course, will be known for the infamous call in the 1985 World Series Game 6. Sure, he was out. Missed call. But if you go back like I did again earlier today, if you go back and you watch the bottom of the ninth inning as the Cardinals cough up a one-run lead and give away a chance to win another title. Go back and watch that bottom of the ninth inning. Don Dechinger he didn't help the Cardinals, but it certainly wasn't his fault. I mean, there was a dropped foul ball pop-up. There was a pass ball that allowed the runners to advance. There was a base hit from Steve Balboni. There was an intentional walk to load the bases. And then, of course, the walk-off winner, Al Michaels, sending us to a Game 7. And then there was a freaking Game 7 that the Cardinals could have showed up for instead of pouting the entire time and getting boat raced 11-0. So over the weekend, you're going to hear a lot about that call in Game 6. You're going to hear that be the first thing mentioned for a legendary umpire in Don Dechinger, who again passed away earlier today at the age of 86. Royals lose this one in Milwaukee by a final count of 5-1. Speaking of Milwaukee, I'll never forget the night I was on the air in Milwaukee hosting or filling in for a friend, filling in on the Milwaukee Bucks postgame show. talking about Luke Ridenour and Mo Williams, Brandon Jennings and Luke Bamute, Andrew Bogut. Yeah, there were some rough times in Milwaukee. Yeah, I was on the air doing the Milwaukee Bucks postgame show, and then I saw come across, wasn't Twitter, I don't know what it was. It may have been Twitter. Zach Greinke traded the Brewers. And then it just turned into a celebratory Bucks postgame. We only talked about Brewers baseball. And Greinke would lead that Brewers team to the NLCS. I'll never forget that team, that series. I'll never forget any of those Milwaukee Brewer postseason runs. And I didn't spend much time talking about Alcides Escobar or Jake Odorizzi or Lorenzo Cain going back to Kansas City. But I'm sure I will this weekend as Zach Greinke takes the mound tomorrow night against his former team, the Milwaukee Brewers, as they throw right-hander Adrian Houser to the hill. So a pair of righties going at it. Zach Greinke for the good guys, Adrian Houser for the Brew Crew. It's a 6:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. Thanks to Luke Bell for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow as the Royals look to get back to their recent winning ways. I'll talk to you at 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon right here on 610 Sports Radio. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.